So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak recorded a machlokes as follows. B'yechad b'el, Rosh Hashanah l'maisa behema. The first of El is the Rosh Hashanah regarding Maisa behema, which means that animals born after this date cannot be typhed together with animals born before this date. The Gemara in the previous Amud identified this opinion as that of Reb Meir. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Omer b'echad b'tishrei. Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon hold that the first of Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah, or cutoff date for Maisa behema. The Gemara now explains. Omer b'yechanan, v'shnei mikra echad darshu. Both of these two opinions expounded the same pasuk as a source for their respective views. The pasuk in Tehillim states, "Lav shukarim hatzayin, v'amokum yatfu var, Yisrael af yeshir." As Rashi explains in Tehillim, the plains will be covered with sheep, and the valleys will be wrapped in sprouting produce, and altogether will praise Hashem in song. Here Rashi explains is related to our Gemara, "Mislam sheis hakvasim shemes abris." The sheep will appear to don extra coats as they expand in their pregnancy. Remeir Savar, a Masai Lav Shukar Matzain. According to Remeir, when is the time that the animals enter in this state? Bizman Shemakum Yatvavar, at the same time that the produce is sprouting and covering the earth, which is in Adar. Since lambs have a gestation period of 5 months, they give birth in Av, and therefore Echad Be'el is the cutoff date for Maisa Behema. Rulaz Reb Shimon Aimrim, a Masai Lav Shukar Matzain, Bizman Sheister O Av Yeshiru. Rulaz Reb Shimon hold that their expectant state begins when the produce sings, which as Rashi explains in Nisan, when the produce is ready to be harvested. Vaharuach Menasheves Vein Nekshin Zuazu, Nishmakoil, Veniris Mesheiris. The rustling stalks make a sound and appear to be singing to Hashem. Since the mating season is in Nisan, they give birth 5 months later in El, and therefore Echad B'Tishrei is the cutoff date for Maisa Behema. Rav explains the two opinions differently. The Kuliyama Lav Shu Karm Hatzayin Bizman Shamakum Yatvavoy Va'Adar. All agree that the mating season for lambs is in Adar. However, Remeir and Reb Shimon disagree on the interpretation of another pasuk. Aser to Aser is called Tevuah Saracha. Hayetze Asod Shana Shana. The double lashon of Aser to Aser teaches that Bishnei Maisa Sakasa Medaber. Echad Maisa Behema, Vechad Maisa Dagen. The Torah is teaching the laws of two different Maisas, namely Maisa Behema and Maisa Dagen, and reference them together in the same pasuk to teach a Hekesh from one another, each man the Amr according to his interpretation. Rashi cites a Braisa later in Daf Yud Beis. Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Maisus. The cutoff date for Maisa Dagen is Echad B'Tishrei. Therefore, a mayor learns, Ma'am Maisa Dagen, Samech Ligamr Isuroi, just as a Maisa Dagen. The Maisa process must be done in the month of El, up to Echad B'Tishrei, because that is the time of the completion of its processing, as it has been drawing in the field all summer. Av Maisa Behema, Samech Ligamr Isuroi. So to Maisa Behema, the Maisa process must be done in the month of Av, up to Echad Be'el, close to the birth of these animals, which usually occurs in the month of Av. Lez Reb Shimon learned the Hekesh simply as follows. Ma Maisa Dagen Rosh Hashanah Shalei Tishrei, Av Maisa Behema Rosh Hashanah Shalei Tishrei. Just as the cutoff date for Maisa Dagen is Echad B'Tishrei, so too the cutoff date for Maisa Behema is Echad B'Tishrei. The Gemara continues to explain the Mishnah at the beginning of the parak. Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the new year. L'mai Halchasa, what is the practical ramification of this? The Gemara proceeds to give three interpretations. Amar Papa, L'Shtaris, for documents. The years of a reigning non-Jewish kings are counted from Tishrei, as they were used in recording transactions and documents. Whereas for a Jewish king, we count from Nisan, as we learned early in Daf Beis, that Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim is referring to Malchi Yisrael, Jewish kings. Reb Zeir Amar L'Tkufa, Reb Zeir says that it refers to Tkufa as Tishrei, being the beginning of the counting of the years from creation, according to Reb Eliezer, who says B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. Reb Nachman Yitzchak Amar L'Din, Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim is teaching that it is the day of judgment of the world, as the pasuk states, Hashem judges the world at the beginning of the year to determine the outcome of the entire coming year. This is referring to Tishrei, as the pasuk in Tehillim states, the only yom to which falls in Rosh Chodesh when the moon is hidden is Rosh Hashanah, and the pasuk continues, Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. This is a day designated for judgment. The Gemara then continues to discuss this pasuk. Tanu Rabbanan, Kichok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. Melamed she'im bezden shel mala nechnas l'din, elim ken kitru bezden shel mata es ha'chodesh. The heavenly tribunal does not convene until the bezden on earth has designated the day of Rosh Hashanah through kiddush ha'chodesh. The Gemara also learns from this pasuk that the judgment that is held on this day is for the entire world, as alluded to in the words Kichak liYisrael, who for the Jewish people mishpat l'elokei Yaakov, even for the non-Jews. However, since the pasuk begins with the words Kichak liYisrael, who melamed sheYisrael nechnasin tchilu l'din, the Jewish people are judged first. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah, which states v'lishmitin that Echad b'Tishrei is also the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the Shemitah year, and it's relevant halachas. This is derived from the pasuk of Hashanah Hashvi is Shabbos Shabbos Niyi LaAretz. The Gemara Shana Shana Mitishrei, Tefsim Mireishes Hashana. We learn Gzeirah Shava of the word Shana, which is mentioned in both Psukim. The Mishnah also taught B'lo Yevalis that Echad B'Tishrei is also the beginning of the Yevil year and its relevant halachas. The Gemara asks, Yevlis Be'Echad B'Tishrei Hu? Yevlis Be'Asar B'Tishrei Hu? The Yevil year seems to begin on Yom Kippur when the Shofar is sounded, as the pasuk states. The Gemara answers that our Mishnah follows Rav Shmuel ben Noi Shabbi Yechim ben Bereka, who learns from the Pasuk, V'kidash t'meshna sachamishim shana, that Yevil begins from Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year. However, since Tekiy Shofar took place only on Yom Kippur, he teaches that Shiluach Avadim was actually in two stages. It began in Rosh Hashanah, in that Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim lohoya Avadim neftarin l'beteyen v'lemishtabin l'adinayin, elo eichel m'sheist m'smeichim at Rosh Hashanah. During the 10-day period from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippurim, the slaves were no longer subjugated to their masters, and that they were free from work, but they were not yet free to go home. They would celebrate this period as free men by eating, drinking, rejoicing, and doing as they pleased. Kivin Shagiyah Yom Kippurim, Taku Bezdin Bashefer, Niftra Avadim Lepatehen, Vesadis Chayzin Lebalein. And Yom Kippur Bezdin would sound the Shefer, and the slaves were free to go home, and the Shluch Avadim process was thus completed. Similarly, regarding Hashavas Achuza, returning the land, and Rosh Hashanah, the current owner could no longer work the land, and Yom Kippur, the land would actually be returned to the original owner. The Gemara cites the opinion of the Rabbanim, who disagree with Reb Shmuel ben Noi Shabbi Yechim Bereka, and our Mishnah. They hold that Yevil actually begins only on Yom Kippur, based on the Pasuk, V'yem Kippurim Tavir Sheva B'chol Artzachem. Therefore, they must derive other halachas from the Pasuk, V'kidash the Mishnah Sachamishim Shana. The Gemara offers two possibilities. Shana Mat Mekadesh, V'yat Mekadesh Chadashim. The Yevil year requires sanctification by Bezdin by saying Mekudesh Es Hashana. But the months of the year do not require sanctification by Bezdin to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh. This is also in disagreement with the Stam Mishnah later in Daf Chav Dalet. Shnasa Chamishim Mat Mekadesh, V'yat Mekadesh, Shnasa Chamishim V'achas. As opposed to Rabbi Huda, who holds Shnasa Chamishim Oil Lekan Ulekan, the 50th year of the previous cycle is also reckoned as the first year of the new cycle. Essentially, all cycles consist of only 49 years. Rabbanu hold that it is only the 51st year that is the first year of the new cycle. Thus, every cycle consists of 50 years.